Bezal Hashem, we continue with Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph Ois Yud Ches, middle of Ois Yud Ches, Shir number 31. We're discussing the Chelik of Tshuva called Daigo, worrying about the Avera, and specifically, Ben Yoina wants to turn his attention to whether or not a person should publicize his Avera. Should a person publicize his Avera? So the general principle is, Averis ben Adam lechaveroi. A person who offends someone, a person who steals money from someone, owes someone money, is ben Adam lechaveroi, between man and man. So one is encouraged, in order to do proper tshuva, what he has to do is return the stolen item and ask mechila. That's what he has to do. If you want to do a proper tshuva, you have to return, the person has to return the stolen money. If he stole money, whatever it might be, if he didn't steal, he just insulted someone, he has to ask that person mechila. What about Bein Adam Lemakon? The person does an aveir between him and Hashem. Whatever the aveir might be, should he publicize to other people that he has to do tshuva or he is doing tshuva? Bein Adam Lemakon. The general principle is no. He should not publicize the fact that he has to do tshuva for an aveir between him and Hashem. And the way the Rambam and other Rishonim explain the reason is, because when a person publicizes that he is doing an aveira, and doing tshuva for that aveira, rather, he's doing tshuva for that aveira that he did between him and Hashem, he's showing that's a chil Hashem. That in itself is a disgrace to Hashem's name. The fact that the person is saying, I did this wrong, I was not careful about it, he's showing a lack of the respect for the mitzvah of Hashem. Now, if it's a situation where a person needs to be shoyel eitzah, he goes to a rav and he asks a rav, what should I do? How do I do tshuva on this aver between me and Hashem? So he doesn't ask the shayla, he doesn't know what to do. That's a different question. That he's allowed to, that he's encouraged to do. Generally speaking, a person should not publicize an avera that he did and to do tshuva on that avera between him and Hashem. There are exceptions to that rule, though. And Rabbi Yoin explains that one of the exceptions is when a person did an avera in public, in Adam Lamakan, and he made a chil Hashem. In that case, since he created a chil Hashem in public, he should try to make sure to rectify his avera by making a kiddush Hashem. By making a kiddush Hashem in public. Do the opposite of what he did wrong. And this is what Rabbeinu Yoina's chiddush is. Rabbeinu Yoina's mahalach is that it's actually machlokes rishonim between the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says he should try to publicize Hashem's name in public. And because since he was mechal Hashem's name in public, that will be his tshuva. The Rambam is concerned that if a person will be rectifying his aveira in public, and the reason why he's doing this in public is because people know, and he's making it known because he did an aveira. So what happens about the people who might not have known? They might not be aware of his behavior between him and Hashem. And now, according to the Rambam, he's creating a greater chilul Hashem. That's the Rambam's approach. That he should not be publicizing the fact that he's doing tshuva for something he did in public. Because it could be other people did not know what he did wrong, and now he's creating, in the Rambam's view, a chilul Hashem. However, this is what Rabbi Yoina says. Ki ha'oisa averis b'farhesia mechalel es Hashem. When he does averis in public, he's mechal Hashem Shemayim. B'chayiv lis'oinein was'avel aleihem. And he's obligated to do tshuva for this chilul Hashem that he caused in the presence of other people because he created the problem in front of them. That's how he's going to do his tshuva. How is this? Ulekadesh es Hashem. That's by creating a kiddush Hashem. That's by creating a kiddush Hashem. There's so many opportunities to create a Kiddush Hashem, where the person's walking on the sidewalk and letting the other person go first, the person's driving. The examples are endless. We don't have these things to start. But sometimes just mentioning a few examples will get the thought process moving and have that opportunity to create a Kiddush Hashem, especially in this generation. Not that we're looking for it, we're not looking for the videos, but sometimes people do take videos of the Kiddush Hashem, and hopefully it should only be of a Kiddush Hashem.